You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
So let me move on to the last reflection, being consumed. Consuming redemptively, which again is a subject matter that I could talk about for hours. When Christ with his disciples celebrated the Passover meal, a lavish meal that included 4 cups of wine, did you know that? That the traditional Passover meal at Jesus' time was an all-evening event, and they consumed 4 cups of wine. And then Jesus took the bread and he took the wine and said, "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you." Not just for the forgiveness of sins, but for the healing of all of our lives, and for the healing of our bodies, and for the healing of our relationship with food and wine and all that we consume. So next time you walk up to the altar to receive bread and wine, remember that Christ died so that your relationship with all that you consume can be healed. Salvation is so much more than just the forgiveness of our personal sins. God wants to redeem the systemic brokenness in our society, and he does that through the body of Christ. So I want you to be filled with hope that as we look at some of the brokenness in our society and the brokenness in our consumption, is that God wants to heal and restore that. So, how do we become free to be God's children and to savor the world in a way that is joy-filled and without all the burdens that we experience? How can we consume redemptively? Well, that's a big, big question, and I can't answer that, but I can share some ideas, some thoughts that I have. And the first of them is that I think it's important to take seriously the struggles that you have. Name them and identify them. And that is a very big step towards healing. And as you do that, I encourage you to share your struggles with a friend, to bring it out into the open and to realize, yes, I am struggling with this, but there is freedom to be had. Another really important guidance that has helped me in my own journey with food, and I, especially as a teenager, had a very difficult relationship with food, is to learn how to discern between physical and emotional and spiritual hunger. That is something that all of us have to learn, and especially spiritual hunger is often suppressed. And it's a really important journey as we heal in our relationship with food and all that we consume, is to learn where is my physical hunger, where is my emotional hunger, and where is my spiritual hunger. And also where our physical pain is, and where our emotional pain is, and where our spiritual pain is. That's, I think, really, really important. And then as you turn towards consumption, I want you to learn how to savor. Some of you, I'm sure, do that really well. But I think we don't live in a time and culture that really invites you to savor. They offer you highly processed food that is either really, really salty or it's really, really sweet. And so the nuances in between are either not there or are getting lost. But once you learn about really good and healthy, nutritious food that's well-grown, you will learn that there is incredible flavor in well-grown food. I actually was going to bring you a bag of lettuces that I just picked up from a farmer that I get all my produce from. It's called Ireland Farm. Have you heard of Ireland Farm? You can get their produce at the farmer's market, but they had a shop up, a pop-up place downtown, and I'm on their email list, so I thought, oh, I'm coming here anyhow, so I stopped by, and their greens, their lettuces, they're amazing. They're so flavorful, but they're also very nutritious. And in Alabama, winter time is lettuce time, which where I come from, lettuce time is in the summer. So it's incredible. So try and make the effort to find those places and support those places that grow really nutritious food and then feast on it. I mean, we've just had some family over and I made a big salad and the lettuces were incredible. So become attentive to what you eat, where things come from, and then learn to savor them. I want you to learn that eating and drinking was never meant to be a battleground. It was always meant to be an invitation to commune, to be in awe and wonder about what the earth brings forth, and that behind all of that is a benevolent creator who wants to delight our hearts. So God's invitation for us is to return to the world in which we live and rediscover it for the Garden of Eden that it was meant to be. And when I go to Scott from Ireland Farm and what they do, I feel like they're reclaiming Eden. They're reclaiming some of the land here in Alabama. It's so rich, agriculturally speaking, and they are healing the soil. They're growing good produce, and we can fairly easily access it. You have to just be a bit more flexible. It's not as convenient as going to the supermarket, but there is an abundance of flavor to be had. We are all called to bring heaven down to earth as we feast together in God's kingdom. And we are all called to learn to consume with joy, deeply satisfied by God's presence in this world. So when I picked up the lettuces today, and I'm looking forward to making a salad, and I am just amazed at what the earth brings forth. But you have to have farmers who are willing to do that, to reclaim the bounty of the earth for you, and then for you to support them and bring it home and make a feast out of it. So the invitation I want to extend to you is that we can and are invited to reorient our lives towards redemptive consumption. The click-to-buy, same-day delivery, fast food eating won't get you there. It will not. Begin to see shopping and consuming as a way to honor God, His creation, and those who produce what you consume. Farmers are some of the most underrated saints in our society. They work so hard. The good farmers, the farmers who want to heal the soil and want to grow food that nourishes you and brings joy and delight to you. So Scott from Ireland Farm is one of them. And start asking questions. Where does my food come from? Who grows my food? Is it nutritious? Does the farmer help heal our barren soils? You cannot heal and be free by yourself. The earth needs to heal, and those who grow nutritious food need to regain our respect and our support. It will come at a cost. But Christ never said that following him would be easy or cheap. It will cost you much. But let me tell you, it's worth it. So as you consume Christ in bread and wine, you are also being consumed into a Christian community that lives counterculturally and reveals to the world what it means to live and consume in redemptive ways. This is the invitation that I want to extend to you today. Think about your life and think about repentance as a way to reorient yourself to a way of consuming that brings life to you, that brings life to the land and supports these hardworking farmers that want to see our communities flourish. And the church for too long has not taken their part to encourage this movement. We have too long lived in our heads, and with our hearts. But our bodies are also meant to be redeemed. Our bodies are meant to heal and to flourish. And this is the invitation. So come join us and flourish. Here is my last question. Where in your life would you like to experience more freedom to enjoy the gifts of God's good creation? Thank you so much for having me. I know some of you will have to leave fairly quickly. I'm going to be here and linger, and I brought some of my books. This is a very autobiographical book, and I share a little bit about my own healing journey with food in here. Not a ton, but enough to help the reader understand a lot of us on that journey, and certainly I am. I'm a work in progress. And it's very important that we realize that. So I'm going to take a chair and I'll sit here. And if you want to chat and ask questions, again, I want to extend the invitation. If you want to continue the conversation, I would be very glad to do that in one way or another. Thank you for having me and enjoy your food.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you'll join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.